Now, after a while, David became the king, and he settled in his palace in Jerusalem. Now, this palace, it was something pretty special. It was made of cedar wood, and it was just gorgeous. And David was there hanging out with his spiritual advisor, Nathan. And he said, "Here I am living in this beautiful palace and the place of worship. It's out in a tent." Well, Nathan told David, "Go ahead and do what's ever on your mind, because we know that God is with you." But later on, Nathan realized that God was guiding in a different way than he actually first thought. And so he went back to David and he told him, "David, I have a message from God for you. God says, you are not going to be the one to build my house. Now, I took you when you were just a little lad, watching your father's flocks of sheep, and I raised you up to be the king over your people, the Israelites. And I've given you rest from all of your enemies. David, you're not going to be the one to build me a house, but rather I'm going to build you a house, a royal house, a dynasty of kings that'll go on for all time. You'll have a son, and he will build my house, a temple where people can come and worship me. And one of your descendants will always be king." Well, when Nathan finished, David went out into the tent of worship, and he sat down in God's presence, and he prayed, "Oh, most powerful God, who am I that you would have brought me to this place? And now you're saying that one of my descendants will always be king. Well, may it happen to me just like you said, because I know that when you speak, it's the truth. And this is what you've promised to me, your servant David."